Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another global transmission against tyranny. I am your host, Alex Jones. The date, of course, is the 30th of January, 2012. And we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Then we'll be back this evening, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News, of course, at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, here is the conundrum, or the pickle, or the dilemma. I've got to cover all the news. It's just all off the charts, getting more insane by the minute, confirming all of our analysis about the globalists and their plans, from police state to censorship to massive taxation, with the cashless society being used to absolutely rape everyone and destroy the economy by design while they do it. Once they put the cashless system in place completely, you think $5 to use your ATM is going to be bad? There's going to be all these global taxes, you name it. We're already seeing it in Europe under the engineered austerity that we told you in 99 was coming once they imploded the derivative scandal. We predicted right around 2011, 2012, because it's all a plan. You can see the progression of it. And there's not even really dots to connect. It's like one of those connect the dots you give a three-year-old where the numbers are right beside each other and you can see that it's a dinosaur, or you can see that it's a parakeet, you can see it's a horse, a monkey, a kitty cat. I mean, you don't even need to connect the dots. I mean, it's like a jigsaw puzzle that's got 500 pieces and 495 of them are in place. There's five more little pieces to stick in. I mean, it's not hard. Not hard. But if you're unconscious and still believe the old propaganda that there's no global elite, there's no special insider interest, there's nothing corrupt going on, just trust the nice people that run the government and the big corporations that have bought and paid for them. Never mind, everything is just so wonderful. And then the system sits there with bought and paid for prostitute media, pointing at those of us that are awake and live in the real world and go, ha, 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 they think there's a corrupt government and a global corporate government being set up, when it's in all the admitted documents. World leaders are all admitting it. They're like, ha, ha, look, they're reporting on absolute admitted facts, ha, ha, ha. And they count on people being so into trendiness, so into peer pressure, that they laugh at us. It still happens, not as much as it used to. Instead, a lot of people now aren't laughing. They're going, okay, you're right about this. What do? We don't have any power. Ladies and gentlemen, they wouldn't be setting up this police state and openly trying to censor the internet. And I got some really bad news on the internet front. I mean, this is moving quicker than I thought. You think we dodged a bullet on SOPA? That's like if you got a firing squad of 20 guys in front of you all aiming 30-odd sixes at you at 10 yards away, and one idiot misfires and misses you. And as I said, it's because the global corporations, they want the decisions and entreaties that private corporations are signing on to with governments. They want to be the enforcers, not government. We're entering this phase now where the extreme privatization is nothing but government signing government powers illegally over to mega corporations. Remember, the 100 biggest economies, more than half of them are corporations. Look it up. Of the 100 biggest economies, how do you look it up? Put it in an NSA crystal ball Google system. Just that's what it is. Put the info in, and you'll see them saying it. Of the 100 biggest economies, 50 plus, a couple years ago it was like 51, that we've crossed that Rubicon, are corporations. They got their own army, spies, hit teams.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to have Dr. Catherine Albrecht joining us. She's a, of course, journalist as well, who for a long time has been reporting on the surveillance police state grid. She's going to be joining us in the third hour today to talk about Google's new user policies, where they admit that basically everything you do is going to be tracked and going to be used and going to be tied together from all Google platforms, from Google smartphones, the droids, right through to your searches, to where you shop online, to your habits, to the movies you're purchasing. Your psychological profile will be integrated in to their social network systems. It'll be integrated into YouTube, and all of it cross-referenced, popping up tailor-made ads, but also telling your friends and family where you've been shopping, what you've been doing, saying, hey, Bob went here, Bob did this. Do you think you'll like what Bob's doing? That's the incredible creepiness that Facebook's had, of course, for several years now, where when you want to log into your own account, they say, here's this individual from your high school. Confirm that this is the person from your high school. This happened to Darren McBreen on his Facebook. It's happened to us on our official Facebook. And you're there. You can't even remember. You're like, yeah, I vaguely remember that name and that person. But, I mean, they're an adult now. I can't really. It's wanting you to ping that data so they can have HUMAT or human intelligence with the AI interface to know if that is indeed someone that you knew in high school. And then you think that you're just, proving to it that you're really logging into your Facebook. And they build these big maps with it. It is beyond ultra creepy. And on the internet takeover front, remember, the washers, the dryers, the entertainment centers, your television, the household appliances, especially the refrigerator, almost all of the new ones, and this is global standardization. Corporations actually tell the government globally, the governments, they have big meetings, how to standardize, what systems to go with. And they have debates about it and things. And sometimes you'll see something like Blu-ray versus HD disc. And there'll be a fight between two global companies. And then one comes out on top like Blu-ray. But generally, it's globally standardized. And back doors are built in under regulation and in some countries under law, where your cell phone tracks you, where they can dial in and listen to you, even when your phone's turned off. That was put into regulatory law in 1996. I know I belabor that point. It's just this stuff is so standardized. Take India. They just passed a new internet ID law by executive order. They couldn't get the parliament to do it, but I saw an article over the weekend where the government just signed an executive order where you're going to thumbprint and face scan to be able to connect to the internet. And then if they ever say you've done something wrong, no judge, no jury under these international treaties, you are now just banned. You hold your phone up to be able to get your smartphone to be able to get online or your PC or whatever the case is, and it says sorry. And then somebody else logs on for you, they then get banned. I mean, this is the total control. And then everything's going to be on these clouds. And so the globalists can put out one directive, and this is in all these treaties, and every website not authorized to, quote, have a certain song, no judge, no jury, no nothing, the song is erased off of the servers. And there's global standardization in the Cybersecurity Act. There was an article, a press release by Homeland Security last Friday we covered, put out by them saying Homeland Security at Davos gets agreement from other nations on global standardization of all commerce, buying and selling. And they're going to tie it to biometrics. And once the biometrics are in place, where you just walk into the store, you'll still swipe the card, still give the code, but the face scanning camera will authenticate that you're using the card, that you're engaged in it. Now, constantly you hear about murders, crimes, rapes, and the police never release the videos, or it's never recording at the time, and that's all lies. The system wants the crime. So they only selectively, I could take you in the town I live in Austin, to East 11th, all these places. I can show you crack dealers, prostitutes, no one stops them. Now, if you don't pay your cut to the criminal boss above you who's paying off city officials and government people, you'll get shut down. But the point is, it's all scripted. It's all organized crime. You know, that case of the West Point grad, I guess he was a captain over in Iraq? Yeah, he was a captain. Honorably discharged. And we've had him in studio a few times. And it's on the news. The police say we're not going to release our dash cam video because of our ongoing investigation. This is a guy sees a police officer jumping on and reportedly beating a woman at a 7-Eleven parking lot. He starts taking photos of it. He had an old phone, so he's going to get a smartphone, a tracker phone. And he was taking photos at about 10 feet away, 15 feet away. He was there at the gas pump. This all starts in the gas pump next to him when they pull her over. They're beating up the woman out of the passenger seat, according to his report and other witnesses that have stepped forward. So the cops run over. He's got his hands up. He leans back from the police officer because they don't know somebody was videotaping across the street. Now, the cop had said that he'd assaulted him and stuff, but once that video came out, they said, well, he spit on us, because they knew the video was shot at about 100 yards away. So you couldn't tell if he was spitting or not. So, he spit on me. And now, of course, there's the cop car pulled up right there. The veteran saying, release the video. And Arde Saveda, the police chief, says, no, I'm not going to. And it's always the same, ladies and gentlemen. In Houston, they pulled over that former CIA section chief, Carnaby, who was reportedly a whistleblower. Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, went down to Houston to investigate it. And the guy certainly was CIA on record, had all these awards. The media spun it and said he's not even CIA. But they get him out of the car. He doesn't resist. He's standing there, and the cops execute him. And you know what? They won't release the squad car videos. They got the helicopter shot of him clear as day executing him. He was on the run, I guess. Knew something he wasn't supposed to know. But they've got, especially on big departments like Houston, L.A. was the first to do it on record back in the 60s. They have hit teams in every police department, actual hit teams. And a lot of times it's a quasi-mafia, but it's government approved. And when the gangs get out of line or somebody doesn't pay them their cut, they just send cops to kill you. They're called the Vikings. I've actually met some of them, retired detectives. In Los Angeles. They just can do whatever they want. Police gangs, ladies and gentlemen. The Vikings. Look them up. There have been famous incidents of them executing people and doing a lot of things. And sometimes there's sub-gangs of cops, but then they always shut those down. So, I mean, I don't know if they have hit teams on the Austin Police Department. And a lot of times they're unsanctioned. They're compartmentalized. It's admitted that all over the country, the CIA is now involved with police departments and the threat fusion centers and recruiting. But they could just pull me over, or I go to the wrong town where they've got their guys. They could pull me over, shoot me, and just say, you know what, we're not releasing the squad car video. National security. They could say whatever they want. They could have me get on my knees, shoot me right in the back of the head. They could do it to you. They did it to Carnaby. Get out of the car. He gets out. Boom, you're dead. Oops, helicopter caught that. Went out live. Doesn't matter. You want close-up video? We're not going to release that. You know, I love how they always talk about the veterans, the system does, about how much they love them, how much they care about them, how great they are. But I've got an article here. Police get help with confronting veterans. Officer.com. And they're training for their number one enemy, returning military. Oh, because these are people you just can't bully all day that'll actually break and respond. And the article actually says that more and more. The number one thing killing SWAT team members and others is trained military people. Yeah, they've actually been actually fighting men and people that are shooting back at them in some cases. It's not just raiding drug dealers that didn't pay their cut to you or whatever. And they're people that have already killed so many people and feel bad about it that they're ready to die. And so they're ready to sell their life for a bunch of you guys. What do you think is going to happen as they try the gun confiscation they're training the military and police for? What do you think is going to happen when 1% of the 10 million plus veterans fight back against you? Total devastation. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing the system can do. No amount of robots, drones, nothing will help you. And of course, the globalists have all this set up by design. They think they're going to have some cutesy civil war, and out of this problem, reaction, solution, everything will break down, then later we'll beg for total tyranny. I don't see that happening. And what's really creepy is in every place in the United States, every major city that we've spot checked, they're training for at least 5 years the Explorer Scouts. We first learned about this from listeners. Then it was in the New York Times, other publications. They're training 14 and 15-year-old boys to take on, quote, disgruntled veterans and kill them. People laugh, oh, we got some 14-year-olds. The first 14-year-olds to be trained are now 19. The point is, the criminals that have hijacked our government are training for absolute war against Americans. Now, I'm going to go through a bunch of news when we get back. Thailand backs Twitter censorship policy. And this is all part of the new treaty. Internet censorship, past and present. ACTA is worse than SOPA. Here's what you need to know about the global treaty. We'll break that down and a lot more straight ahead.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Aaron Dykes, one of our investigative reporters here and a frequent host of InfoWars Nightly News, ran in during the break and he said, you know how you're talking about how the government runs organized crime? Well, yeah, it's on record in so many testimonies and Congress history. He said, don't forget Zbigniew Brzezinski, top globalist think tank leader. His book, Between Two Ages, I remember this being on the bookshelf at my parents' house, this book with this cover. I didn't read it when I was a kid. I just remember that cover. Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era. You notice the globalists call themselves technocrats. Okay, they've planned all of this. They've designed the technology with Trojan horses to control. You think the technology has the use that you're using it for. That's only the bait on the hook to get you to use Google, to get you to use the cell phone. It's designed as a tracking and taxing grid. Listen to what Brzezinski says. This is a guy who also wrote a book 2 years ago bragging that they created Al-Qaeda and that they the U.S. government funded Pol Pot. Oh, just type in Zbigniew Brzezinski, Pol Pot quotes. And he's very proud that he helped finance them and they killed 30% of their population. That's why he's respected by globalists. The actual owners have awe at their master generals, their technocratic generals. And Zbigniew Brzezinski is one. So is Henry Kissinger. This is on page 6. A characteristic feature of concentrated humanity is the routinization of conflict. Direct violence becomes increasingly regulated and restricted and ultimately comes to be considered as a deviation from the norm. Organized mechanisms in the form of uniformed salaried personnel are established to confine violence to socially tolerable limits. A certain measure of crime is accepted as unavoidable for the sake of order. Therefore, organized crime is generally preferred to anarchic violence, thus indirectly and informally becoming an extension of order. There you are, page 6. In fact, zoom in on that with a document cam shot for folks that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. So you need to understand, I remember some documents we've covered came out, what, in the 70s in Chicago, that what we already knew was going on, that the police departments were regulating the crime and certifying different organized crime syndicates. Well, I mean, that's already known. Remember what happened, and there's so many examples of this, but remember J. Edgar Hoover in the early 1950s in testimony to Congress saying there's no such thing as organized crime, that it is a figment of crime reporters' imagination. Basically, they were conspiracy theorists. Now, why was that? Because J. Edgar Hoover, on record, lived a lifestyle of an incredibly rich person. J. Edgar Hoover was being paid off. J. Edgar Hoover was incredibly corrupt. The G-men were only there to shut down small syndicates that were involved in prohibition running liquor that weren't paying their cut. And if you go to Hot Springs, Arkansas, which became the main hub of creating Everclear or moonshine to be shipped all over the United States, at their little museums there in the city, the tour guides on record and the books that they sell from the Little Historical Society, it's all the Rockefellers were there, the Capones, all of them. And the elite would all come there to get treated for syphilis and other things that they had from all their sexual activity. But that they would, you know, produce the liquor there and then ship it by train all over the United States, and that the U.S. government was involved. But of course, J. Edgar Hoover in the 1950s could sit there and tell the childlike public there is no such thing as organized crime. Now, you hear that today and you're like, well, that's ridiculous. Everybody knows there's organized crime. Really? Hollywood teaches you that it's only the Italians. Or the Mexican mafia, or, you know, some Russian mob. Oh, really? The Russian mafia is the NKVD, the whole GRU, KGB apparatus that never went away. FSB. You can go look up the connections to that. Organized crime is only the black arm, the black op arm of government. Government itself a black op arm of the megabanks. So, the child kidnapping rings, the drug dealing, All of it is banker-run. Our country's everything. Grow up, folks. When the troops got mad about being told to grow the opium, the government just went public that they're growing the opium. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. When a cop pulls you over and wants to search your car for drugs, he knows full well his boss is shipping all in. How you like me now? 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 Remember the time when I eat you up. Yeah, I was alive. That you can't give up. If I was to cheat. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here 5 nights a week, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let me try to be a little more disciplined. Let me attempt, because I've only probably got 200 articles here in front of me. Every one of them I could spend 3 hours on. Here's CBS News out of Hercules. Where is Hercules? It says the Lupine Hills Elementary School in Hercules. In fact, I had this last night and didn't cover it because I meant to go do a search and find out where Hercules is first. I guess it's outside San Francisco. That's what it looks like. Yeah, it is. A East Bay dad claims a game of tag on the playground resulted in his 6-year-old son being accused of sexual assault. And the school, it goes on, says that touching someone on the leg is sexual assault, and he's now going to be listed as basically a sexual offender and has been put in a database. Yeah, I see this all the time in the news, and they've got a local magazine called Busted, a weekly newspaper that comes out, and sometimes I'll buy it and look through it. Mainly it's DWIs. Sometimes you see, you know, urinating in public sexual indecency. And I see the reports where people pull off on the highway now in the middle of nowhere, like we all did growing up, and you go in the bushes and the cops pull up and run over and say, what were you doing? And if you're honest, they go over and get samples and everything, put you in handcuffs and take you to jail because they've been ordered to. And when I was up at Bilderberg 2006 in Ottawa, Canada, in a suburb of it, the hotel was built out in a kind of defense contractor complex with like lakes and ponds and geese everywhere. It was well out. It was like 20 miles outside Ottawa or 15 miles outside. So it was big hotels and golf courses built in the countryside. And all there was this hotel and then, a half mile away, a defense contractor building with barbed wire fences. So there was nowhere to go to the bathroom. And the cops were all ordered, sometimes more than 20 of them. So it was about 10 squad cars at any one time to be parked all around there. And I guess they didn't want to go through all the security procedures to go in to the Brooksfield Hotel to urinate. So they would all just go across the street to a field and woods and urinate. And, of course, the protesters over the 3 days were doing the same thing. So I'd talk to the police. Most of them are really, really nice. And I was like, in the U.S. they arrest us. And he goes, arrest you for going to the bathroom in the woods? And I go, he goes, yeah, I've heard that. And I go, but I see you guys going over there. And he goes, well, what are we supposed to do? And I go, exactly. So are you going to arrest us for going over there? And he goes, no. That's ridiculous. See, I mean, in America is so sick. I mean, I hear about all the time. I know business people and others who've been in national forest urinating up against a tree and the ranger comes over and handcuffs them. I mean, we're being turned into totally domesticated creatures that live in a false environment. I said I'd discipline myself and cover 200 articles. Of course, it's not going to happen. Here is this CBS News out of Hercules, a suburb of San Francisco. And going back over a decade ago, they first banned dodgeball, everybody's favorite game. Then they banned tag, and they banned wrestling, and then they banned touching. Guys, people won't believe this. Search running at recess banned. There'll be hundreds of articles. That's been and running is now could be dangerous. You could fall down. You could skin your knee. And so they're banning running, and they were playing tag, and this child reportedly touched the other on the leg, tackling them. I mean, what now if a coach slaps you on the back or the good job, Oh, sexual assault, take him to jail. Meanwhile, Dynecourt and Halliburton are in the Chicago Tribune, Associated Press. This is 5 years ago. But hundreds of articles you can pull up where they're on record with C-130s and women and children they've grabbed at gunpoint, loading them up, and the UN does it, flying them to Thailand, Saudi Arabia, Israel, where they're actual sex slaves, and sometimes they snuff film them. This came out on Italian TV. They actually, this was Russian-connected gangsters that were doing that, blowing the children's heads off. And they were selling the videos to Hollywood rich people. It came out in a few articles in the U.S. They were selling the videos for as much, they reported, for $50,000 per VHS. This is like 5-6 years ago. VHS tapes of, I'm not going to even say what the Italian news blurred it and played it on national TV, and they actually got fired for it. But it was 2-year-olds being raped and then having their heads blown off with revolvers. This is the type of stuff. So again, in this criminal, there's town hall, running at recess, banned. They banned running at recess, and the police arrest you. There you go. Town hall, George Will. The police arrest you. So the police arrest you for running or for playing tag, arrest you. But the Fortune 100 defense contractors, the UN, just type in UN's sexual abuse, UN raping children. I mean, it's every day it's in the news. These are brigades of pedophile sickos who love getting paid near minimum wage and stomping around in the worst cesspits in the world because they can kill and murder whoever they want. It is hunting, raping, killing, slaughtering, raping women, full-grown men, children. You can type into the search engine, UN troops barbecuing children, UN troops raping. I mean, it's all there. Newspaper articles, all of it. I mean, just, it is a hell force. UN troops in South Sudan raping children. Daily Telegraph. That was from when? Yeah, that's 2007. But again, I mean, it's just unlimited. That's just the first thing they pulled up. So this is how the criminals operate. The opium is publicly grown by our troops and loaded on C-130s and shipped into Europe and the United States. Pat Tillman wrote letters home saying he was going to come back and talk about it. So they just murdered him. You're talking about 500 bill just in opium out of there. Another 500 bill, same number, in total drugs brought into the U.S. every year. There's BBC, peacekeepers abusing children. They're loading them on C-130s. The highest dollar ones are Southern and Eastern and Western European children. And they're engaged in every evil under the sun publicly. But all these Hollywood people who are concerned about sex trafficking, you know, that's the big trendy thing now. The system always takes over the fight against breast cancer, the fight against children being kidnapped, the fight against any abuse that's going on, so they can control the debate and control the advocacy and then collect money from the public that they actually use to shut down cowboy grassroots traffickers in drugs, in organs, in diamonds, in children. These are models that are used. And they have movies against the blood diamonds, which is really... Now, there it is. Aid workers raping children, major charities running child kidnapping rings. That's good, guys. I mean, people can go find it for themselves because every time they put the articles on screen, I kind of turn and start reading them on air. It's an unlimited, bottomless black pit directly into the vortex of hell with unlimited criminal government rendition flights, torture, torturing children. Why do you think at every one of the torture bases in Iraq, the Army's own reports, just type in Army report on torture and abuse at Abu Ghraib and you will get the big PDF. Read the hundreds of pages. The phosphoric acid on the children, all of it. I mean, this is Dungeon Keeper Jeffrey Dahmer beyond anything you can imagine. And why do you think it goes on everywhere? Because it's what they like to do. And they sell you on torture like it's a good thing to get the bad guys to keep you safe. When in truth, this is a society of psychos and pit demons who want to openly do what they do safely because they want the big bonanza America and Europe. Canada, Australia, New Zealand. They want to do here what they've done all over the world. Now, this is how it works. They publicly, in the 80s and 90s, got caught shipping cocaine in and still run it all in and still constantly get caught. Nobody gets in trouble. The government does. And select corporations and the banks that launder it. They're bringing in the opium, all of it. And when they get caught, their new thing, I know I marvel every day about this, is to... Think about this. Have Fox, CNN, MSNBC, BBC, ABC News all make excuses that the troops help grow the opium because if they don't, the Al-Qaeda will and they'll get the money. That's what Brzezinski says in his book, Between Two Ages, written back in the 70s. Let me give you the actual publishing date. I'm going from memory that it was written in the 70s. I did read this when I was in college. Yeah, 1970. He says the governments of the world control organized crime because that makes it manageable. That's how they sell the excuse. Makes it manageable, grabbing kids off playgrounds and putting them on C-130s to take them so Saudi Arabian royalty can rape them and blow their heads off if they feel like it. No, the government has raced to the bottom and is purely satanic and demonic and filthy serial killing, murdering demons. None of us are safe. Hell has been released, okay? It's already going on. The New World Order isn't coming. It's already here. Everybody gets upset when the troops shoot dogs or blow people's sheep up in Afghanistan or Iraq for fun or torture a puppy on video because we haven't been taught, haven't seen simulated murders of dogs millions of times on TV. We've seen simulated murders of humans where we see it as entertainment now. We've lost our humanity. But through animals and all these groups wanting to protect animals, which I think is fine, we can find our humanity. What about children? What about a three-year-old, a five-year-old grabbed out of their backyard, grabbed out of the public school? Or a lot of times they have CPS come in and shop for the kids they want, and the kid just disappears. Remember 6-7 years ago, CNN was reporting thousands of children missing that CPS had taken, and they were finding them buried and dead and in foreign countries. And then that politically went to the top of the CPS, where the entire leadership were convicted pedophiles. And then the story stopped right there. It stopped because it went too high. See, there's not complete control in the media yet. There's still reporters that want to get the truth out. But when they find out just how bad it is, when it breaks through to the other side, see, that's why I say I've seen reality. I've really studied what's going on, and it's so totally hellish. All you can do is resist it. There is not a discussion about backing off. A lot of people hear me talk about these horrid things and they say, well, we better shut up. We better go along with this. These people sound really evil. Don't you get it, folks? That's how they win. That's why they've been winning. Because what they do is so horrible, people are intimidated. People can't believe the scope of it. You come face to face with something so horrible, so totally evil that you can't believe it. How many times in criminology have you read where the neighbor seems so nice, so friendly, drives a nice car, business suit, and they dig up 30 bodies in the backyard? And then there's videos, you know, and photos the person has of them torturing people. And the neighbors are like, I had coffee with him. He took care of my son. He watered our plants. I knew him for 20 years. I can't believe it. You better believe it. You better believe it real good. Because I'm going to say it again, and finally it's starting to get into the news, and I want to think that we're actually getting some of this going. Here's the London Independent. Research into mutant flu must go on. Scientists dismiss U.S. group's fear that creation of airborne H5N1 virus could inspire bioterrorism. As if it's going to inspire it. They've made it. They've made mousepox, Ebola, airborne, that kills in every case, depending on what pathogen, 91, 92, 93, 94. Some of these kill 99% of the target mammalian species they're made for. I know I keep harping on this. I mean, the police are arresting people that run at recess all over the United States. You see, you think I exaggerate? I said, pull up articles about them banning running. They pull up a bunch of articles where they're arresting five-year-olds for running. Where they're arresting seven-year-olds for tag. Where this is going on, meanwhile, they're grabbing children worldwide, raping them, and then chopping their heads off, blowing their heads off on video. And I'll never forget, I walked out of P.F. Chang's about 3-4 years ago. And there were a whole bunch of cops that had been in there eating in uniform. They were all laughing and stuff. And I said, hey, how are you guys doing? They go, oh, Alex Jones. And of course, these were senior guys, all arrogant, drunk on their power. Because lower level cops always seem to be better. And I'm like, hey, that's the DynCorp building right there. They got a new name for it. I said, you know what they are? And they looked at me and they said, yeah, we work there. I said, you know about the big sex scandals? Child kidnapping worldwide. And they went, yeah, we do. It's just like, man, you guys think you're safe? You think that's funny? You just signed on spiritually to what those people did. I mean, I literally spiritually could just see the demons coiling around them and slithering around those cops' souls. I'm not saying I physically saw it. I'm just saying the image in my mind. I was just like, whoa. I mean, I feel so sorry for those childlike, arrested development, cowardly vessels of demonic filth begging to be delivered into hell. And don't worry, you're not going to have to wait till you die to be delivered into hell. It was funny to them when responsibility showed up and talked to them, when one of the scum who usually are afraid of them and scurry in fear from them said something to them. I wanted to see what they'd say. You know what? They looked at me and a couple of them acted thrilled and empowered and said, yeah, we work for them, and had twinkles in their eyes. You just signed on, pal. You're now an accomplice. It's not about the letter of the law. It's about the spirit of the law. You ought to hit your knees and repent to God. I can't imagine the type of karma, reap what you sow, bad luck, whatever you want to call it, that brings on you. To make jokes about that. You know, if you thought I was a liar, you should have gotten my face and told me that. No, but you know I'm not. You just made a joke about it. You just think about those little kids tied up begging for their lives. All right, here's the deal. More and more you notice I get to some of the news, but not a lot of it, because everything is connected. You know, I read an article about being charged with sexual assault, you know, if you're 7 years old or whatever, because you played tag and touched somebody on the leg. Or how kids are being arrested, period, as young as five. Oh, this is a six-year-old with a sexual assault, yeah. As young as five being arrested just for running. USA Today, Town Hall, all reporting it with straight faces. Like, should we be arresting five-year-olds? That's like saying, should we be shooting ourselves in the head? No. But it's all about control mechanisms. It's about making the general public criminals. That's why I get so mad when a cop pulls me over and starts asking me what's in my car and asking me if I have drugs. I'm like, are you kidding? Even if I did, which I don't, any moron knows the drugs are shipped in by the government. And then you want to bust me with some to put me in prison? I mean, I don't even eat your MSG. By the way, you know the type of drugs they put in our food? If you read those additives, every one of those pharmacological additives is just a drug that they got added as a food additive. Here's New Yorker magazine, The Caging of America. Why do we lock up so many people? And it goes on to report there's now 6 million people. 6 million people are under correctional supervision in the U.S., more than were in Stalin's gulags. Yeah, no one has ever done that. And by the way, all over the world, prison populations are skyrocketing. You know, you can't tell me the federal courts are real when they've been caught in all their fraud and they convict 98%. You think 98% are guilty? They only have that kind of conviction rate in North Korea and here. You can't tell me 6 million people in prison. And by the way, they're colleges of crime. You take somebody and for a nonviolent offense, you put them in jail, ruin their future of having a career, they're going to get out only knowing criminals, and they're going to become criminals, which is what the system wants. They want to irrevocably destroy people's lives. This is a scorched earth, New World Order takeover system, period. I want to get your take on this and more, 800-259-9231. I got all the latest on Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. I'll get to it after some calls. You know, even rhinos cannot support Newt Gingrich. And I'm not saying that makes Mitt Romney good. It's just Gingrich, if it's possible, is even worse. And now Newt goes nuclear. Gingrich slams pro-abortion, pro-gun control, pro-tax increase, moderate Mitt Romney. Well, I mean, that's basically what Newt's been in the past, but flip-flopped. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's two globalists fighting with each other as if we've got to choose one of them. Meanwhile, Ron Paul is right in there with them, but the media never gives Ron Paul attention. They act like they're always asking, when are you going to drop out? But the key is more dirt's coming out on Gingrich, more's coming out on Romney, and as they destroy each other, Ron Paul moves up. Now, there's election fraud involved, but we know we're not going to win if we don't come to the table and fight. We won't even be able to expose the fraud if we don't fight. At least Ron Paul's in there injecting real issues. Also coming up, I've been telling you this forever because it was in a British Ministry of Defense report, 2007. But now they're telling the general public. UK riots. Paratroopers are trained in riot control. British troops are being trained in riot control activities and fears that violence and looting will return to Britain's streets. Now, in the United States, the Army Times and all the other big publications are all Stars and Stripes, you name it, reporting that they're preparing for martial law. But then the national news attacks myself and Ron Paul for warning of this just because we actually read the Army Times. It's like, oh, look, they say they're going to do this. Oh, you're crazy. Because, see, they're not ready for you to know about this yet. So they communicate with each other. But then when someone actually reads it, that's a conspiracy theory. And Kurt Nimmo's got an article, British Army Exercise to Put Down Insurrection. You can see the drills here. I'm going to show you a photo of this. It's amazing. Gosh, look at that photo with them with the machine guns.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I've been ranting and covering news in the first hour. We're now into the second hour. Dr. Catherine Albrecht on the global internet censorship grid that's going into place is going to be joining us. Coming up in the third hour, we'll also take some calls in the second half of that. I do want to take your calls in this hour. There's a new article up at Infowars.com titled Indy Super Bowl National Security State Protects Sports Fans from Prostitutes. We'll be telling you about that briefly after the break when we go to more calls. And it ties in with British Army exercises to put down insurrection. And there's an amazing photo right here where it shows the British Army searching people. I'm getting ready to roll this out on a wider scale. But right now, let's go ahead and go to some of your phone calls. Sam in the UK, speaking of the UK. Hi, Sam.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, man?
Good.
Long time listener, about 3 years now. As I'm speaking now, I can feel my chest kind of, like my blood boil. Because every day, if it's not one thing, it's the other thing, and it's just on top of each other all the time. I had a little list I was going to talk about, but I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm a bit concerned about the internet. Obviously, without the internet, if there was no internet, I wouldn't have known about you, I wouldn't know about your films, I wouldn't be a Prison Planet member or anything like that. If they do take it down, what do you think is the next step? What do you think we can do about it?
Well, no, they're going to selectively start taking it down with these excuses they've got that don't have due process. Shutting down websites, shutting down content, banning individuals through a biometric internet ID. So that's the thing. People are like, oh, biometrics, all thumbprint to go to Disney World or, you know, to get in the gym or whatever. Then they can turn off your thumbprint and the place won't even accept your cash. This is what's globally going to be standardized. You've got a thumbprint even to use cash. Now they can stop you from buying and selling. Now they can add any taxes or fines or fees they want. They're now about to try to implement everything we've warned you about. All of this has just been the globalist getting a standardized New World Order in place. Now they're preparing to launch the whole thing on the people. And so they've gone from building it and beta testing it to now just openly overthrowing the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Magna Carta in the UK, and saying it's gone, admitting they're spying on you, taking your children for no reason, putting video cameras in the homes of people when they have kids, preemptively like they're criminals, beyond 1984, just total evil. Banning protesting in many cities in London and other areas, as you know, tracking everybody. I mean, the crooks... When they start shutting down the web, that's when they start arresting political dissidents. That's when they'll kill me. That's when they'll start their garbage. And that's when people then have to defend themselves. I mean, you can't just let a bunch of total criminal scum come and take you and your family away and do God knows what with your children. I mean, these are people that think it's funny to kill kids on average. I mean, they have sick demons working for them. They've gone through the police and the military and found the sick demons and promoted them. And we're facing unmitigated evil. I don't know how to describe it, sir.
I mean, Sir Alex, I mean, I was trying to say to all the Americans, I've never been to America. I see it on TV. I think, yeah, one day I'm going to go down there. But I'm just going to say, like, you guys need to look after the Second Amendment. You need to make sure you look after that, because that is the one thing that's going to protect anything that you've got. You know what I mean? You got to look after that.
You're right. In fact, guys, I didn't see it printed from our article. I saw the Ammo Land story. Will you print me the InfoWars version? It'll be in the archives now, of our article about New Jersey moves to ban all handgun ammo, most rifle ammo. God bless you from the UK, Sam. Anything else?
That's it, man. Just take care of yourself, and we got your back. We're doing everything we can.
Well, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we better use the internet while we've still got it. That's what I keep saying. I mean, this is not a game. This is not a game. Of greedy, arrogant control freaks and all their little fancy business suits commanding huge paramilitary armies believe they can take down our society worldwide. They believe that they can install their enforcement of despotism against us. Well, they're a bunch of illegal criminals who have proven that by their actions and are illegitimate. And I declare independence against the transhumanist eugenics death cult known as the New World Order. You are illegitimate, criminal, degenerate scum. You are lawless trash, and you are not my rulers. I am a sovereign American, and people are sovereign worldwide as human beings. I'm not only a sovereign American, because America is only based on the fact that the individual is sovereign, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. You can pass laws all day saying I'm your slave. I'm not scum. And if you notice that as we lose our liberties and as our freedoms are flushed down the toilet, as the oxygen leaves the room, the prosperity leaves as well, that's the thing. You want freedom. Anytime a system, a corporate system, a government system tries to get rid of basic freedoms, basic checks and balances, look out. Look out. And boy, is it lookout time. You think stuff's bad now? This is an engineered depression. I'm going to go to Jim, Wilson, Angie, and others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. And I want your view on the news, on Ron Paul, on military in Europe, the U.S., England, openly trying to take on the people now. They've gone from denying it to admitting it, saying they'll secretly arrest us, tasering and attacking peaceful demonstrators all over the country. Those videos are pouring in. An incredible piece of legislation out of New Jersey, and they've got similar ones in California and other areas. New Jersey bill aims to ban all handgun ammo, some rifle ammo. If you think I'm joking, we have links to the NRA and Ammo Land on this, and we've read the bill. It also bans any alteration on a gun. You add some kind of sights, you do something, it's called defacing. It's illegal. In an end run around an all-out gun ban, the New Jersey Assembly of Law and Public Safety Committee is set to consider legislation that would ban ammunition under the auspices of protecting police. You know, you got to love this idea that the police, if anything could, well, cars could kill a cop. Better ban those. The police on record said they don't have to protect us. It's not their job to. They're really there to enforce revenue collection. But then, and if they do protect you, it takes 10, 15 minutes to get there when they do their job or are allowed to. But you shouldn't be able to have a gun like Chicago or New York or England. But then they have guns to protect themselves. The language seemingly targets the already prohibited armor-piercing ammunition, but would encompass any ammo that is deemed to, quote, pose a threat to the safety and well-being of law enforcement. And the well-being. Ammo Land is reporting that the common hunting target and self-defense ammunition would be subject to ban along with BBs, air gun pellets, and non-metallic ammunition like plastic airsoft pellets. The NRA concurs, and it goes through the whole deal, and we have a link to the bill. Here's another little juicy that just went up at InfoWars.com, and then I'm going to your phone calls. Okay, continuing here. Indy Super Bowl, national security state, protects sports fans from prostitutes. You just heard me right. Remember Aaron Dykes' article last week off Homeland Security press releases where they said, we are going to federalize your police. We're going to hire your police. We're going to have checkpoints, mobile trucks, body scanners, house scanners. They're already on the streets in many areas. We're going to finance you know all these new face scanning cameras, license plate readers. We're taking over, but not to even fight foreign terrorism. No, it's the new thing is domestic groups, anti-government groups, and crime. And Kurt Nemo has links here to the government's own press releases that all criminal activity, including pickpocketing and prostitution, Homeland Security, federal police, and TSA are going to be there fighting crime. No more jurisdiction, always inserting themselves in any big event. I mean, the last few years, they've had big sis up on telescreens telling the people there to watch each other. I mean, just a totally paranoid, whacked out, sick culture. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda publicly works for the banks that run the U.S. They've given Al-Qaeda Libya. They're giving them Syria. They're giving them everything. Indianapolis, local cops and FBI have set up a massive surveillance grid ahead of the Super Bowl. You know, they have behavioral scanning cameras. On February 5th, the heightened security, including a smartphone photo and video surveillance network, the installation of 150 new manhole covers, like terrorists will put bombs in them, and virtual lockdown of a 44-block area is not response to any possible attack by Al-Qaeda, but will be used to, quote, direct signs of pickpocketing, prostitution, and other trouble. According to the Department of Homeland Security, the Super Bowl rates as a national security event, or NSSE, that may be a target of potential terrorism and other criminal activity, possibly of the sort mentioned above. And it just goes on to talk about FEMA and all the groups that are going to be there. And of course, now TSA has standardized groping of everyone. I think I'll have Kurt add that to his article, that they run the training and the groping. Okay, let's go to your calls, Jim, Wilson, Angie, and others. Jim in Texas, you're on the air.
Greetings, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Well, it's been a couple of years since I talked to you, man. And like most callers, I have to say kudos to you, man. You've been right on the bat about the things you predicted. They don't always happen in the exact time frame that you think they might, but usually you're pretty damn on schedule, man. Anyway, as far as the Ron Paul thing goes, how do we know what's true? Every person I've talked to in the country, and I talk to people randomly that don't even know, every one of them say they're voting for Ron Paul. So,
well, I know this. I was in the central counting area in the Republican primary in 1995 for the 1996 presidential election. I was in the central tabulation area and talked to everybody and who was stacking ballots coming in for Travis County. And Pat Buchanan had well over half. And I think he got like 2% in the county when it was all counted. Because you would stick the Scantron ballots in a computer. Now, later we found out there was fraud countywide. Of course, I mean, this is an organized crime syndicate to rob everybody. I mean, that's how they get away with 80% power price increases in a year and say it's for the earth. It's really for the groups robbing us. All over the nation, we're seeing election fraud. South Carolina, Iowa, New Hampshire, though he still came in second place there. And it, undoubtedly, Ron Paul is really the front runner. You've seen him cheat him on time. You've seen him cheat him on coverage. When they do cover him, it's negative. You've seen all the polls where media's cheated, where he's in first or second place, and they just don't even mention that in the poll results. So, yes. But see, Ron Paul understands if he just says, oh, it's all a fraud, that will derail momentum, and that won't cause a huge grassroots awakening. And then he'll fall behind and won't even be in the, you know, the debates or stay in these primaries to educate people and to build campaign for liberty. But yes, there is strategic vote fraud all over the country. It's undoubtedly being used against Ron Paul with a lot of other attacks. And he just can't look like a sore loser because still a lot of the public are childlike. I mean, the government took everybody's blood for 40 years secretly at birth. The government shot up people with syphilis. The government radiates foster kids to death. And I don't mean in the 50s. Yeah, it happened then too. New York Daily News, they grab kids and test pesticides on them until they die. Look it up, folks. The people running things are a guild of psycho criminals who have gotten away with everything. So why shouldn't they get away with more? They've had Diebold officials go public. They've had people be killed who've gone public. We've certified fraud in Ohio in the 2004 election. Yes, it's going on. It's look, of course, a bunch of crooks came in to control this country's $15 trillion a year economy. When you get rid of checks and balances and don't have paper ballots and it's designed for fraud, you're going to be robbed, period, Jim.
Absolutely, man. I agree with you 100%, Alex. And I know everybody I've spoken to, like I said, I speak to people at random. I'm not afraid to just, you know, strike up a conversation with somebody and see where their mind's at. Unfortunately, most of them's minds are what you describe as within the Overton window. I rarely ever meet an individual that's able to have free thought. It's so rare anymore.
Well, yeah, and people value having a restricted and childlike mind. They think that protects them because they think that makes reality. It's just because you dress up in a Batman outfit doesn't make you Batman, folks. Just because you imagine, oh, that's extreme because lying talking heads who practice looking official told you so. But yes, there is incredible systemic election fraud. That's why they don't care. There's a 9% approval rating for Congress. The government is telling us they're allowed to insider trade and that it's legal when it's illegal. They're openly massing military force against us. But you know the good news? Well, the voting that they can't cover up is donations. Ron Paul, 74%, last number I saw, of all military donations for the Democrat candidate, Obama, and all the Republicans, are go to Ron Paul. So, again, people say, well, then why are you saying the military is preparing for war? They're creating the cadres over the last decade, sifting out who wants to shoot Americans, who is a psycho, or who is so stupid they'll follow orders. And they've built this army of darkness. The rest of the troops who know what's going on, that's why the government's now telling cops they're the enemy, get ready for war with the vets. Do you understand that? We've actually got the vets. But again, we don't want the physical war, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to do anything to shoot up a bunch of stupid cops and military. Okay? It's the globalists. It's only a few thousand top globalists. They are the enemy. We've got to identify the crime syndicate. If we identify the enemy and they lose all credibility, they will fall. They won't get away with the dictatorship. When they try the dictatorship is when we win.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end of everything that stands. The end.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to go to Wilson and Angie here. I knew as soon as I gave the number out and only four callers got in, there was a phone system problem because we can open the phones up and get 100 calls in from our great listeners. The phone system, computer system's locked up, so no more calls can come in. We're going to try to get that rebooted and keep taking your calls. I've got a bunch of breaking news we'll cover after the break, but right now let's go to Wilson and then Angie. Wilson in Florida, welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. It's always good to talk to you. I'm a student at Miami-Dade College on Wolfson campus downtown, and I'm very enthusiastic about the Constitution and about also Ron Paul because he is the one who's enforcing it, you know? And I'm a delivery driver, and I even met during a delivery some Ron Paul supporters, and they invited me to Duffy's Tavern one time about a week ago. And they was having, you know, they was raising money, and we had a lot of discussions there. So I really am happy that there is people out there that are like me and like you and will stand up for our rights. But I have two quick questions. First question is, why don't we reenact the Declaration, the signing of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and start fresh? You know, why can't we get the amount of delegates from each state? And then just
well,
do it over, you know?
Listen, that is actually, if you read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, it's got incredible language, even crazier than the NDAA in many respects, where it says we will create a 10-member governor council. The states will have no more power. Those 10 governors serve the president. And this Defense Authorization Act of 2007 that went into effect 2008 has sections on insurrection in the states, even by legislatures. So it's like an announcement that the Federal District of Criminals, this occupying alien system run by the banks, the foreign banks, is saying we're prepared for the states' rights movement and are prepared for war. And, of course, they activated NORTHCOM. And NORTHCOM is a military jurisdiction over the United States. Look at AFRICOM is now a jurisdiction over Africa. They just attack and kill whoever they want, whenever they want, anywhere. Now under NDAA 2012, that they passed in 2011, just a month ago, exactly today, it was the 31st of December 2011, they openly say there that worldwide, without congressional approval, the president or the military leadership, the Secretary of Defense, can kill anybody they want anytime, attack any country or any person. That's just global declaration of war that would make Hitler blush. We'll kill our own citizens, arrest them, secretly disappear them. And the Senator Graham goes, you bet we'll kill you. You bet you don't get a lawyer. I want you to be scared. Santorum says, hey, we're already killing U.S. citizens without charging them. Of course it's for killing Americans. I mean, these are terrorists who tell us that they're doing this to fight al-Qaeda when al-Qaeda publicly works for them. It's like the troops publicly grow the opium on the news and the cops are doing dragnets looking for heroin. I mean, it's bonker land, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, in our face crazy. I mean, it's amazing. It's like the media says vaccines don't cause autism, but the insert says it can cause brain damage. And Guillain-Barré's and neurological disorders and Parkinson's and all that, or kill you. I mean, the insert says it can do it, but then you're a conspiracy theorist if you say it's doing it. I mean, that's what I mean. It's all insane. It's insane. It's insane. It's insane. It's crazy. The UN runs giant child kidnapping rings publicly. They've got private contractor groups that do it internationally, running CPS all over the U.S. They do it here. It's already going on, but people think it's no big deal because the media doesn't make a big issue out of it. Anything else, sir?
Yep. Well, I'm glad you know you put out all the information. I know we have a lot against us, but I'm very optimistic, especially that we have such great intellectual minds on our side, especially like you. Even that I delivered to downtown in Berkeley here in Miami, that some of the wealthiest people on the top penthouse floors, I have conversations with them, and they're aware. And
tell you what, stay there. I want to hear about this, then we'll get to Angie on the other side. Stay there. Don't hang up. I want to hear this story, Wilson. And we got a ton of news coming up. Kurt just brought me some incredible info during the break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Okay, my friends, the phone system has come back up and is allowing calls in. So I see they've loaded up there. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Let me go to these two calls that have been holding. Then I'll get to some more of the news that's really important. And then we will go back to your calls ahead of Dr. Catherine Albrecht joining us to look at the attack on internet freedom worldwide, what Google's up to, and the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. But going back to Wilson in Florida, so Wilson, you're saying you deliver stuff as, I guess, part of a courier service or whatever you're doing, so you're talking to a lot of wealthy people, and you chat them up, and they're aware of what's going on. That's what I'm finding. I cannot put numbers on it, but it is exponential, the fact that people are really getting it. But even if they're getting that the government's corrupt and run by crooks, they've got to get the fact that it's run by super nasty, super evil people. I mean, the fact that the UN and others and our government is involved in the sex traffic, including children, I mean, that is the worst of the worst. I mean, even in prisons, those are the people that don't live a day. I mean, even amongst criminals, rapists and murderers, they don't put up with people that target kids. I mean, it's the worst of the worst of the worst. And you automatically can't believe anything they say. You automatically can't believe anything they do. And it's never true anyways. But these are confirmed known liars. It's like the video I did last Friday that's gone viral at Infowars.com titled TSA, the Greatest Liars on Earth. You want to fight them? This is coffin nails. This is cyanide to their lies. This is holy water to the vampire. This is high noon to a goblin. You need to get that video and get it out to everybody you know. It is so informative. And it doesn't just cover TSA lies. It covers government lies. Now, I got some breaking news concerning the TSA that Kurt Nimmo is working on right now, but we're going to go back to your calls. Finish up your point, Wilson. I appreciate you holding.
Oh, yep. Well, see, like I said, I also am a student in Miami-Dade, and I deliver for Pizza Hut, so you know it's not nothing big. But I had a lot of extra copies from the last semester from the December 8th issue when I wrote an article. It was titled The Founding Fathers' Premonitions. So I was passing out a whole bunch of those articles to almost every customer. You know, I got a lot of good feedback from a lot of people, surprisingly, you know. Some people showed no interest when I gave it to them, but the next time I showed up, they was really enthusiastic.
But, well, listen, that's what you got to do. We've all got to communicate and find our brothers and sisters in liberty. They're of every race, color, and creed. We got to get together. We've got to all communicate so we realize how many of us there are. Look, I tell this story all the time because it's so key. I have been doing this 17 years, and I got recognized right off the bat every once in a while. But in the last decade, everywhere I go, I get recognized. People buy me dinner when I'm in a restaurant. I'm not asking folks to. It's actually kind of it's weird when people do stuff for you. But the point is, now I can't walk the dog down the street. I can't walk into a mall. I can't go in a grocery store 10 feet. I mean, if I go to the grocery store anywhere, it's every third person. It's I can go to foreign countries. I can be in a poor fishing village in Honduras, or I can be in southern Mexico, and the tour bus driver is a listener. And again, I'm just one person. So I'm telling you, our numbers are much greater than we even know. The average person isn't recognized, isn't known, isn't a, quote, public person. And so you don't have an idea how awake people are. I do. I do, folks, and it is exciting. Go ahead, sir.
So, yep, my last question is, I know you speak to Ron Paul a lot. I'll be voting for him tomorrow in the Florida primary. But my question is, before all this is over, before he's, I mean, hopefully he does win the presidency, you know, I think that would be great for us. But I would like to see if he could speak directly to President Obama. You know, I've never seen him speak directly to him, and that would just, I think that would be amazing. You know, I think it would be all over the news.
Did you hear my last interview with Ron Paul about a month ago?
Oh, I must have not heard it.
Yeah, we should re-air it because it's probably the best interview I've ever done of over 100 with him. And I said to him, I said, Congressman, why are you attacking the other candidates? I know you need to do that because of their records, but I think you should do what Romney's doing, attack up, go after Obama. And he said, I agree with you. I need to do that more. And so I'm not going to get in the middle of it. Ron Paul's got a lot of great people working for him, but he's also got kind of mainline Republican types as well. Because they're just part of the, you know, the establishment there in D.C. That's who there is available from that pool of people. And he's got a great chief of staff in Congress. But I'm not going to sit here and second guess Ron Paul all day. He's done a great job. I don't think he should do so much retail politicking, exhausting himself 8 hours a day shaking hands. I'm sorry. He needs to hit him with electronic media. That's where you people always want me to travel and speak here and do this, that, and you know, talk to folks there. And I do some of that. It's just that I turn down radio interviews every day where I'd be talking to tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions. So why should I travel? And in the time that I do that and speak, I could talk to 5 million people. Instead, I go speak to 1,000. And I understand it's important to do some of that, but I just think he should go pretty much all electronic because he's old and it's exhausting him to do all that retail politicking. And I think he should be savaging Obama as a lying globalist puppet. And, that would really fire up the Republican base as well. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I've already brought it up to him. I mean, here's the deal. I've got Ron Paul's home phone number. I try to get all of them that way. I know some of his family. I can call Congress. I could call his. Sometimes when they don't set him up for the show, I've got to call his chief of staff and say, hey, they're not setting him up. He wants to come on every month, but it's every 6-8 weeks. If he's too busy, I understand. And then they go ask Ron Paul, and he's like, no, I want to come on. And I've talked to Ron Paul, before off air and said, hey, do you want to come on every 6 months if you're busy? Because it's like pulling teeth to get you on. He goes, no, we're just really busy. I want to come on every month. He doesn't say something if he doesn't want to. And then it's just pulling teeth getting through the gatekeepers. Because obviously he's super busy. Obviously it takes time. He can't do everything. So I'm not even blaming people there. And I don't even try to give him my advice. I rarely give Ron Paul advice. I did last time he was on. He's a really smart guy. He's always on top of every news item I raise. He lives this stuff. He is conscious. He is awake. And he's a real person. He has basically no ego. I can tell you, looking at him and watching him, he's in the machine mode. I'm in the machine mode, but I'm not disciplined enough to not get angry. Because it's so ridiculous how over the top the corruption is. And I mean, it's almost like after you've already convicted somebody 5,000 times, okay, they committed another 5,000 murders. We're going to have 5,000 more trials. And then sit here and try to convince people that we've got corrupt elites that are out of control. I mean, that's like convincing people to not jump off a cliff. I mean, I shouldn't. Everybody should see this for themselves. Ron Paul. See, I don't even want to get into the advice department for Ron Paul because he's the one in the arena right now. And you know what? He's got to take the punches that are getting thrown at him. He's got to throw his punches. And that's why I understand you want to give him advice. I've given him that exact advice. But then it just opens up a Pandora's box of issues. So I just go through channels, send our email. Hey, we want to get Ron Paul on. We'll tape it if you want or live, whatever you want. And then if that goes on sometimes for a couple of weeks after, a month, then I have to like go above people's heads and get a hold of the top folks. But that happens in any organization. Ron Paul's awesome, but I want to explain to people, don't be disillusioned. This is what I said when I said, you got to run for president again. We're drafting you. Remember a year and a half ago? Remember Rand Paul? I talked to him off air and on air. I'm like, you've really got to run. Well, that's why I'm coming on your show to see if there's interest. Okay. Where's the exploratory website? Folks, give them money. And it was the money our audience on record gave him up front that made Rand Paul realize he could get the money in he needed. It was our listeners on record that went and formed the core of his volunteers. And that's why a lot of Rand Paul's people, came right out of this audience. That's why Ron Paul 4 years ago, 4+ years ago, right before the New Hampshire primary, out of the blue on my show, said, I want to thank your audience. They've been half of our support. I mean, you look at Ron Paul on TV, he's always signing InfoWars shirts, signing InfoWars bumper stickers. He's always, people are, photographed with InfoWars bracelets on. Ron Paul knows that. He knows that half his support stills this radio show. So this radio show is a big, giant secret. It's not a secret to those that are awake. It's not a secret to those that listen. But the establishment media has always tried to ignore the show like it didn't exist, even though we have a bigger audience in most cases than they do. See, it's all about the pageantry. It's all about the show. It's all about makeup and perfect ties and perfect teleprompters and someone looking convincing when they talk to you. In these teleprompters, when they talk about a kid that's died, they tell them, look concerned. Or when they talk about Ron Paul, it'll say, look disgusted. And these people act like they know what they're talking about. They get there 20 minutes before, their makeup's all on. They go in and they just sit there and try to look official. I mean, John Bounds worked in TV stations around the country. He'll tell you that. People show up. They spend hours in there watching TV, listening to radio, playing around, putting makeup on. They come right out and read the teleprompter and sit there and act like they've got emotions and like they care about what you're saying and what you're doing. And it's the emperor's new clothes. You know that whole parable. He's all dressed up in these fancy outfit. And he's really wearing no clothes at all. But because everyone says, look how beautiful his cloak is, no one wants to admit he's actually butt naked in the parade until a two-year-old steps up and laughs and says, the emperor's naked. And then somebody else laughs. And then somebody else laughs. All we got to do is call these crooks ridiculous bluff. All right, look, I got to hurry through calls now. Angie in North Carolina, welcome.
Hi, Alice. It's a pleasure to speak to you again. You spoke to me recently and interviewed my husband about the Blue Force situational awareness that they were that they're setting up under the continuity programs. I wanted to call and connect some really important dots that are floating around out there for people. First, I wanted to give you what I think might be a solution to your mainstream media moniker dilemma. And I think you should call them exactly what they are. They're the mainstream mafia.
They are. Yeah, that's a good name.
Yeah. Okay. In late fall, around late October, early November last year, right around the time of the holidays, a recommendation came out by the National Biodefense Science Board, which is under Health and Human Services, and they recommended that we not just revisit the issue, they recommend that we actually begin to test anthrax vaccines on the pediatric population.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to cover that. Guys, will you type in government wants to test anthrax vaccine on children or wants to give anthrax vaccine to children? That was in the news last week. I didn't even cover it. It was in the Associated Press. And for those that don't know, they had to suspend it twice because it was killing the troops. And so, yes, now the American Medical Association says they want to start forcing vaccines, including experimental, on the public. Go ahead.
My husband has actually had that vaccine. He was in the first Desert Storm, and he's got residual problems from that vaccine. He's got problems with his memory and all kinds of issues. And so does, by the way, a friend of ours who's a minister who they were over, him and his wife were over for dinner last night. He's also had that vaccine, and he's also got issues as a result of it.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to tell you, it's a soft kill. It's meant that after a veteran served their time to be debilitating, but there's ways to try to reverse it. I've had medical doctors on. There were actual court martials that began, as you know, in Denver and other areas when their own doctors said, look, I just gave 100 people this shot. One of them died. Five are having convulsions. Something's wrong. And they said, put them in irons. And again, then they said, you've got to follow orders to take the shot. You have to take the shot if you're in the military, if it's an approved, confirmed vaccine. But under law, you cannot force an experimental shot on troops. And it turns out they were using them as guinea pigs, as you know. Go ahead.
Right. Now, that recommendation came out, and some websites wrote articles about it. There was an article in Science Insider on October 28th, and a quote from this article is, even if this study goes forward, it'll have to jump through hoops because a trial like this is without precedent and involves giving children a vaccine. This is a quote that's almost certain not to benefit them and that might harm them all to protect
children. It's about setting the precedent to even give boys an MMR shot that killed girls in the trials and kills them now and doesn't protect you from the papillomavirus, the insert says. In fact, we found the article. Let's put it on screen. This is from Medical News Today. Federal government wants to test anthrax vaccine on children. I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah, what they're looking to do is the scientists are salivating for the data that they ethically cannot gather. That's what they want to do. It's not about protecting anybody from a ridiculously unlikely anthrax attack.
Ma'am, you know what's going on. I mean, anybody can look this up. Until 3 years ago, every doctor, every nurse was trained. Everyone knew you don't give a pregnant woman vaccines. It's been proven to cause deformities, health problems, and miscarriages. Now, instead, they flip it and say, pregnant women are who you want to give all the shots, and it's killing them. They're testing bold in your face, killing us and getting away with it. Go ahead.
Well, the President Obama, with the passage of an executive order number 13521 on November 24th of 2009, he established the Bioethics Committee. Now, the Bioethics Committee, first of all, the website is bioethics.gov, and it's a treasure trove of information if you guys have time to comb through it. There's transcriptions on the sites of all the meetings they've had so far and meetings they've got coming up about all kinds of unbelievable things, such as meeting 4, session 10, they talked about testing directed energy weapons on the population. And, you know, I think it's a kind of a test situation to find out what the population knows about certain things. But on January 6th, Kathleen Sebelius submitted a letter. Now, if you go to the news section under bioethics.gov, on January 11th, I believe it was, they posted the blog about a January 6th letter that came from Kathleen Sebelius. And in this letter, she asked them to convene a panel. Do you want to take this break?
Yeah, we'll go to break and come back with that. Yeah, for those that don't know, bioethics is really just eugenics. And they claim it's the ethics of science. Well, we have the Hippocratic Oath. They've gotten rid of the Hippocratic Oath, and that basically it's the death panels. We'll be right back. It's these quasi-governmental boards. Stay with us.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. Nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer but the fool.
I mean, here's another article. I just typed in anthrax vaccine children. And look at this headline. Major drug maker accused of killing 14 trial suspects. Suspects. I guess the children are suspects to be killed. Subjects. And there's a CNN report. Argentina fines drug company over vaccine deaths. And, of course, it's vaccine company coming at you with the anthrax shots. The Nuremberg Code provides ethical guidelines for medical research to protect human test subjects and scientific experiments from injury, disability, or death. But our government violates that. I mean, they do it on foster kids, ladies and gentlemen. When you learn that you're seen as lab rats, literally, and that you're seen as scum and trash by the ruling class, and that this is all a big medical experiment, the whole thing, the TV, the fluoride in the water, the GMO, the drugging of school kids, when you wake up to just how horrifying it is, and you learn that they're setting up these death panels, that they're telling doctors what health care you can give people, Bill Gates admits this, Newsweek says the case for killing Granny and shows Granny being unplugged, and now they're going to have the Federal Bioethics Board coming out and saying, yes, we're just going to give your kids shots whether you like it or not. This is an assault. But they've learned to slow kill you. They just shoot you up, screw you up, and kind of walk off giggling. This is how the creepy technocrats hit you and hit you hard. I need to get to other callers, Angie, but finishing up your point about this, go ahead.
Right. Well, so Kathleen Sebelius wrote this letter on January 6th asking the Bioethics Commission to convene a board to review basically how to get around the ethical issues with testing this anthrax vaccine on children. So, and she also recommends that they gather pre and post trial information. So she wants them to give her ways to get around the ethical problems with testing the AVA, which is the anthrax vaccine absorbed, in the pediatric population. And by the way, it doesn't even prevent them from getting sick if there's an anthrax attack. This is actually, it's not a vaccine, it's more a treatment for what they call post-exposure prophylaxis, which means that it will stop certain symptoms after exposure to the anthrax virus.
But see, they've got a beta test just killing the kids out in the open. I mean, the dead mount, the cancer mounts, leading the world in every disease now. And they just sit there with straight faces going, we love you. We love you. We love you. I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you and the great work you guys are doing. God bless. We're going to go to break for 1 minute and come back with a short 5 minute segment. Then Catherine Albrecht's our guest. We're going to go to Tony, Julio, John, and Mouse, and everybody else that's holding. I'll get to everybody, but I'll get to a few of those calls in the next segment. I've covered some of the news, but there's still a lot of it I've got to go over. I'm going to throw some of this news at Catherine Albrecht and get her take on it. She'll be with us at the five after. Briefly, knowledge is power, and it's important to expose false flag terror. A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995 is an excellent film available at Infowars.com. Your purchase supports our broadcast as well. The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America by Charlotte Iserby, back in print. Excellent to give all educators you know so they understand why they're not allowed to truly educate but only indoctrinate. We have the new film Indoctrination as well that goes with it. It's excellent. And Bloodlines, the Illuminati. You know, we've got a couple thousand of these, and I thought that would last us a while. But you better order them before we sell out. Bloodlines and Illuminati's been out of print for a while and been very hard to get. Well, I went ahead and just had a bunch of them printed up with the author. So we have them in stock right now. But at the rate they're going, in 3 or 4 days, they might all be gone. Bloodlines Illuminati, available at Infowars.com. Get your copy today before they're gone again.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Catherine Albrecht, expert on different types of globalist tracking grid, is joining us. We've got some breaking news on the Super Bowl I'll cover as well. As soon as Kurt's got his article done, it'll be up at Infowars.com. We're taking your phone calls right now. Tony in Idaho, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
All right. Hello, Alex. I was just thinking about the tracking mechanisms that they have available. Like, for example, they can track you through a lot of driver's license now. If, God forbid, this does turn into a shooting war, it might be a good idea to dump your wallet, so to speak.
Well, all you got to do is fry the RFID chip that are in them. But I mean, in the future, you're not going to buy and sell without your face scan approving it, which is just a digital camera. It's going in everywhere. They admit that's their plan. It's always been the plan of this architecture. And the big thing is piling fees on every transaction. They're going to have a global sales tax, national sales tax, carbon taxes. So even when you pay cash, you notice now in Louisiana, they've banned cash for retail sales. Did you see that last year?
Oh, man.
This is all about control, sir.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's amazing. One of the things I wanted to say was that in the early 90s, I was with Sam Sherwood's militia in Idaho and one of his inner circle. One of the things we were that was brought to our attention was a method for killing heat signature. Basically, wear a space blanket underneath an army poncho. Theoretically, it's supposed to kill 90% of your heat signature. God forbid it goes to a shooting war. That'd give the Patriots a hell of an advantage.
No, that's true. They say you can actually take the space blanket and basically show it in. There's a lot of other ways to do that. And that's why the globalists are moving to drones domestically. I mean, the military has over 20,000 drones, 7,000 plus predators alone. And they're going to the armed systems, the Reapers and others. And they admit they're going to use them domestically against us. Again, an illegitimate criminal government overtaken by foreign banks, engaging in every crime you can imagine.
And one final thing I'd like to say is that I would suggest that every patriot out there, get right with God, get right with Jesus, because if he is with you, who could possibly be against you?
Well, I agree with that, and also make hay while the sun shines. Reach out to everybody. Do banner hangs. Put Infowars.com or other websites on the side of your barn or your house or your business or out there on the side in front of your hamburger joint. Make copies of my film, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame. Give them away free at your restaurant. Or at your grocery store, or at your five and dime, or at your convenience store, or sell them, buy them in bulk and sell them, or print up your own pamphlets, hand out your own business cards. Do banner hangs on the highway. I mean, there's a lot we can do to really get the word out about what's happening.
Yeah, I loved Endgame. I never realized how rotten Charles Darwin really was until I saw that.
Well, they took out of what Darwin's whole family was a eugenics family that were all interbreeding to create a master race. The Galtons, the Wedgwoods, the Huxleys, all of them. And, of course, it didn't create a master race. Within four generations, most children were stillborn or seriously mentally retarded. But it did create a few idiot savants that did survive because they did originally come out of very smart families. But four families all intermarried in the test. And, and they created social Darwinism for eugenics out of it. And they developed the plan for the scientific dictatorship. And that's what we're under, brother.
I know. I hear you. And I just wish there was some way people could, say, just pick a day in which they can all, like, at noon, just stick their head out a window and just scream, no Newt Ron Paul or something like that. You know, just make it really known that they don't approve of this Newt Gingrich. I mean, you know what I mean, don't you?
What do you mean, don't approve of Newt Gingrich? Absolutely, I can't stand Newt Gingrich. I mean, he's a globalist demon. Appreciate the call.
Genesis Communications Radio Network only presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
John Jay, Mouse Link, Alex, and others, and I'm going to get to all of you before Catherine Albrecht leaves us. She'll be able to comment on anything you bring up. She's a talk show host in her own right. Catherine Albrecht is the host of the Dr. Catherine Albrecht Show, and she is a highly effective privacy campaigner, a sought-after public speaker and technology expert, and the author of numerous books and videos, a popular media commentator and dynamic radio personality. And she, of course, came to prominence writing a book about and exposing RFID and the tracker systems that basically turns the real world into like a Google search engine where all products have these little tracker systems in them. Her unique brand of knowledge coupled with a passion for truth and freedom have earned her a devoted following, and she joins us for the rest of the hour. And we also, again, as I said, have your calls there. But the point is, the internet is obviously just a computer communication system, but now it's being wired into all your appliances, your television sets, your smartphones, and it's controlling the architecture of our technological development. And these global corporations and governments get together on record and conspire to make you pay for Trojan horse surveillance systems in the products you purchase. And we've gone from government denying that they're spying on us to now just saying, yeah, we're spying on everything. I mean, you know, take Pennsylvania a few years ago. People didn't believe that when it first came out in the mainstream news. Oh, yeah, the school announced and tattled on themselves the laptops, the free laptops that taxpayers pay for. Nothing's free. That we send home with you. We're watching you in the shower. We're watching you in your bed. We're watching you at home. We're watching you. And they sent the police after some kid because they were eating Skittles and thought they were pills. So government is announcing more and more on itself. And the big issue is the plan is face scanning, thumbprinting to buy and sell, part of national and global sales taxes, VAT and carbon tax. This is all announced. And then they're going to add fines and fees and other regs. You think $5 to use your smart card's bad for Bank of America or your debit card? Just wait. Everything with RFID, everything face scanned by law. Look at Louisiana saying you can't use cash in secondhand transactions. All of you are criminals. You've got to go to a big box store, cracking down the lemonade stands, the Girl Scout cookies, arresting people selling lemonade, arresting kids playing tag, arresting kids for running on the schoolyard. Just type it into the search engine, folks, and you will see Associated Press going, well, is it good to arrest five-year-olds for running on the playground? I showed it to you last hour. This is really happening. And on the backs of all of this, just out today, London Guardian, Thailand backs Twitter censorship policy. The government becomes first to publicly endorse Twitter's decision to permit country-specific censorship of content. So if the West wants to overthrow their old dictator in Egypt or another dictator like Assad in Syria, oh, they're all for the rebels that are CIA-funded on record. I'm not saying I like Syria. I'm not saying I like Hosni Mubarak. The point is it's selective. They let them use it. But then, and criticize Mubarak for shutting it down, but everywhere else they're saying they're going to shut it down. We've already seen cell phones in San Francisco shut down during protests so nobody can take photos or shoot video. We're already seeing calls for this here. Google's announcing they're going to be helping people censor over the web. They're announcing you have no privacy now. They're going to integrate all this. Catherine Albeck's going to be breaking it down with us. Here's another one. ACTA is worse than SOPA. Here's what you need to know. And it breaks down the fact this global treaty that Obama has now signed. And Homeland Security is involved in all of that. So it's all rolling out with the troops on the streets, the surveillance, the cashless society. That is about shutting you down if you're not a good globalist. Shutting down black markets once you've had your bank account shut down. It's all about targeting everyone. It's all about a managed, controlled economy. And Dr. Catherine Albeck joins us to break this down. I mean, Catherine, what we're seeing is everything come out in the open, from the NDAA to the wars to the torture to the police state. We are seeing the censorship come out in the open. We're seeing the fact that Al-Qaeda is being protected and put in power in Libya by Western powers. Everything is pretty much coming out right now. That's panicking the system in this open, free information society. The mainstream media is dying. So it's a perfect storm of the old dying media and corrupt governments knowing that we're awake to them, wanting now to try to put the genie back in the bottle. And their attempt to shut down our free speech has really, I think, backfired. Catherine Albeck, thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be on, Alex, and you totally hit the nail on the head. In fact, this whole thing out of Thailand, they actually wanted to put an all-out block on all social media from the West, and we're citing China as a good example to follow. So obviously, if Thailand and China and Iran, I know you reported on this a couple of years ago when it happened, when they had those riots in the street and were shooting protesters, they told all the journalists, get lost, we don't want any journalists in here. They cordoned it off, and people were taking photos, posting them on the web from their smartphones and getting right around that. So that's why they want to put these kind of filters onto all of these websites. And those countries, they come out and say it openly. You know, you look at China and you say, all right, well, China's going to come right out and say, you have no freedom. You can't just do whatever you want. North Korea is a perfect example. And what you're pointing out is that our government now is starting to do the same thing. The things that used to be whispered about and considered conspiracy theory are now openly published. They're open statements. They're open policies. Same thing is true, obviously, with the search engines. You've got, you know, Google and Yahoo and Bing, which for years, if you were over in Beijing, and you typed in Tiananmen Square because you wanted to find out about the massacre, but you were behind the walls of China, you would not get. Those search engines would actually censor your results and only show you happy families picnicking in the park. And so from behind that iron wall of China, you could not even discover that there had been a massacre. Why? Because all the information that we get nowadays, we're getting through the search engines, we're getting through these big companies, and all it takes is for one government to get three or four of them to say, hey, yeah, we'll all get on board and we'll shut down and censor your information. And we could be back to the dark ages. I mean, we could be worse than Soviet Stalin, Soviet Union, where there was only one source of information.
Well, notice Russia is now endorsing a bunch of internet censorship. So all these governments who are more and more getting exposed, they have a dog in the fight wanting to curtail, like I said, the old dinosaur prostitute media. They're hopping up and down supporting it because they want to see their competition shut down. And as we go into this world depression, The system is going to try to start shutting down the web. It may mean Homeland Security launches a false flag against the web. and says foreign terrorists have done it. You know, they've said during a flu outbreak, they may shut down the whole web and only direct you to White House website where you get a message so they can control information during emergencies or during a new war. The point is they're openly trying to sell this idea of censorship now, not just of the internet, but of talk radio. Cass Sunstein, the regulations are, as you know, Catherine, has called for censoring people that don't believe in man-made global warming. I mean, they are really authoritarians, and I think it's starting to backfire on them that they're being so obvious.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, I was just talking on my show recently about this this article that came out, Should Google Take the Crazy Off of the Internet? And somebody actually came out and said with a straight face that, and this was like in Forbes, so, you know, this is this is not just some guy's blog, but came out and said, we really think that Google should start flagging websites that don't meet basic criterion of accepted scientific fact. And they were talking about creation websites. They were talking about 9/11 truth websites. They were talking about Obama birth certificate concern websites and, you know, political type issues, and saying that first Google should start off by putting a little flag and saying, these are not, you know, vetted by Google, or these are not approved websites, or these are crazy websites. And then, of course, your next step, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see, your next step from that is going to be saying, well, let's just make sure those aren't even there. And
well, they've said that. I mean, Google's already delisted us 2 years ago from their Google News function.
You guys got kind of some screwage there on YouTube, too, not long ago.
Yeah, we've had to do all sorts of stuff. I mean, Paul Watson's been in areas of Europe and in England, and they have the government-free Wi-Fi at the train stations. InfoWars and Prison Planet has a notice. This is extreme. You're not allowed to go there.
Unbelievable. So, yeah, and this is why, you know, last week, Google made its big announcement that it's going to take all of its products, all 60 of its privacy policies, 60-plus privacy policies, consolidate them into one. And, you know, you look around, and I'm just working on an essay called When Did Google Become a Verb? You know, we are all unthinkingly logging onto this website and doing much more than we realize we're doing by using these services. I have some friends who are in the privacy movement, who are in the freedom movement, who use Google Voice. I'm like, dudes, have you read the privacy policy? Do you realize that service is recording every phone call you make, every one of your contacts?
Google email admits that they read your email and store it.
You got it. You got it. So this is I think it's interesting. This is a good time. And I know everybody says, what are you talking about, Catherine? It's the worst. But I say this is a good time because this is the first time, Alex, that the kinds of things you and I have been talking about, and I know you even go back before I do, because you were one of the folks who helped wake me up back in 1999 when I became an advocate. So, you know, those of us who've been saying this for over a decade, you know, we are now no longer people crying in the wilderness. We are now the mainstream. We are now the people saying, hey, all of you out there who are concerned about this, this is what we've been talking about all along, and wake up. And they're waking up in droves. So, you know, this whole Google thing, and as your listeners probably know, I work with Startpage, startpage.com, which is the private alternative to Google. You know, looking at what the internet is all about right now and saying, okay, how do we support alternatives? How do we get alternatives like Startpage, you know, that serves you Google results without the tracking? How do we do that for everything? And, you know, we're working on startmail.com, a Gmail equivalent. I would love to see equivalent browsers. I'd love to see an equivalent internet, to be honest.
Well, that's the answer. I mean, just like people demanded organic foods in the last 15 years, and now we have that alternative, we have to vote with our dollars and vote with where we go. And yeah, Ixquick, which is, of course, Startpage. You've also got Gabiru and HideMy. I'm not going to say it on air. We'll be right back. All right, right back to privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Short segment, long segment coming up. Catherine, this is a short seg. You've got the floor here. What are some of the other threats we see developing and the unification of how all these spy systems are tied in together?
Well, you know, the internet, Alex, as anybody who's been watching it for the last 15 years, has become the backbone of virtually everything we do. And, you know, it's not just the internet. It's the fact that our phone calls are now being routed through it. You've got lots of people using voice over IP. You've got essentially this data cloud that's also being created. And all of the stuff that we do is about to wind up on the internet. And I think that's why, like, Google's announcement is so interesting, because Sergey Brin, back in the founding of Google, or after the founding of Google, a couple of years ago, was was asked, you know, what do you envision Google becoming? You know, what's the ultimate search engine? And his answer was, like the mind of God. And, you know, you put all that together and you say, okay, so we are creating essentially, and you and I have talked about this before on the show, we're creating a kind of a backbone or a nervous system across this planet. And I've said this before, it's not accidental that we call it the net. You know, a net traps things. It's not accidental we call it a web, because a web traps things. We are creating, if you could stand in outer space and see all of the interconnected links of information flow across this planet, it would look an awful lot like a net or a web. And the things that ultimately are going to be caught in that are us. And so as these things consolidate, you know, I was just rereading 1896, King Camp Gillette. What a name. His parents named him King, the guy who created the Gillette razor company and came up. He was the first, by the way, back in 1896, back in the 1800s, he was the first guy to come up with a disposable consumer product, which is fascinating to me because now virtually everything you buy is disposable. And that he was the guy who created that. Prior to that, everybody had a straight razor and they sharpened it with a strop. And you get one when you came of age. You might get another one when you got married. And that was it for your life. You had one razor. And so he came up with this disposable concept that now has polluted our whole planet. But one of the things that he was working on back then was this idea that, left to its own devices, capitalism was going to lead to one single store, one single manufacturer for everything. He was basically talking about communism, socialism, you know, the central control. And when I was looking at that, I was thinking, wow, so that's Walmart. You know, back in 1896, this Gillette guy was predicting Walmart. Well, he didn't have the ability to do it yet, but he could have been predicting Google. Because it's the same concept. You've got, in the same way that Walmart is like how people buy stuff nowadays and has the power to snuff out other companies and eliminate competition. And, you know, I reported on this a couple of years ago. In England, some commentator on the supermarket industry said, England is too big for three supermarkets. We're going to have to get it down to two and eventually one. So everything's moving to this hugeness, consolidation, and we're going to start seeing the same thing on the internet. We're already seeing it. You know, I remember back in the 90s when I was a graduate student at Harvard, and we were like the first people to ever use the internet. It was new. It was not graphical. It was all text. It was, you know, hard to navigate. And we were like, how cool. You know, there's a million people on here, and they're all doing their own thing. Now you go on the internet and virtually everything is under these couple of few umbrellas, as you well know. So that's why I think alternative radio, I think supporting InfoWars, supporting what I'm doing over at my radio show at KatherineAlbrecht.com, supporting all of the alternative sources of news is going to be crucial. And in the same way, when you start looking, and again, I think the reason everybody got scared about this Google announcement is all of a sudden, you've got them pulling tight the reins. It's like the net was sort of loosely kind of being built around us. We didn't realize it. And now they're pulling it.
And that was always the plan. Make it ubiquitous. Get it into everything. Standardize the TVs, everything where they're plugged in. The smart meters spying on what you're doing in your house off of algorithms. I mean, it's all now just suddenly admitted. And then Google says we're going to integrate all the platforms we have and share what you're doing with everyone. And Schmidt comes out and says, you shouldn't be doing it if you don't want people to know. Well, wait a minute. I close my blinds at night because I want privacy or I don't want the sunlight coming in. It doesn't mean I should live in a glass house because you say so. And he operated for 12 years like, don't be evil. We'll always keep your data secret. We've never had a data breach. We promise we won't do that. And now they're going, you know what? We are evil. We always planned it. We're taking over. And it just shows, like I said a few weeks ago when SOPA was getting shot down, I said, that's good, but it's only because the big mega globalists like Google, they're already going to implement a global model through Davos and other systems. They don't want governments ham-fistedly doing it. They don't want the recording industry coming in with something that screws up their more subtle ways to phase in censorship. They're like, wait a minute, don't run off all the geese. We're going to put them all in one big net and catch all of them, not shoot one with a shotgun, recording industry. Shut up, you idiots. Sit down. We're going to show you how you censor. We're going to show you how it's done. Catherine, stay there. We're going to come right back and get more of your views on that and how we stop these folks. And absolutely, it is the highest rated of the search engines that don't spy on you. Startpage.com, another subsidiary of Ixquick. And I guess that's the European name for it. And there's some others out there, but we've all got to stop using the term Google as the word for search engine. Listen, folks, I get up here like a machine gun and just rattle through all the crimes the globalists are committing and cover all the different facets of it. But it's real. There are powerful interests that want monopolies, that want to control your life, who'll give billions of dollars to their buddies' companies to never build a single, you know, alternative energy system because they never intended to, who will shut down power plants in your area so their power plant that's in with the government will make 10 times the money. Where they'll shut down a pipeline bringing us oil so that Warren Buffett can ship it by train to the coast to send it to China. And then Warren Buffett pays the news media on record, Aaron was pointing this out to me yesterday, to put out PR stories about what a philanthropist he is when he actually put his money in a tax-free foundation and makes money off of it. And they're buying up big pharma companies, vaccines, Bill Gates is involved with him. It is beyond out of control. And Internet 2, going back 12 years ago, this consortium would meet and admit it's going to be big business, academia, and government. They're going to control the new Internet, and they're going to make you sign agreements to be on their platforms, and then they can shut you down anytime they want. It's the privacy agreements. It's the terms of use. And they own what you're doing. You waive all your rights. And the old web is just shut down. Now, a way to boil it down is you hear about net neutrality, where companies say you've got to pay us to go over our routers, even though you're already paying for the internet connection. So this is about getting the whole world economy wired into this, letting it be free for a while, and then coming in and taking it over. It's like toll road companies letting you build big highways with taxpayer money. The gas tax is paying for it all. They call it privatization, but it's not really. They hand it over, even though it's still government financed, to a private management company that then puts a new lane on it with paint and technically says, well, now we're allowed to put a toll road on it, even though the laws say you can't toll existing roads. So they're just hijacking our infrastructure. And this is what the IMF and World Bank have done in the third world. It's now coming here. Look at the austerity in Europe. Look at Europe signing on to this new internet censorship treaty, the ACTA. Look at how they're announcing that they're going to raise everybody's taxes to, quote, pay off the debt, but most of the debt isn't even the people's own debt. The debt is incurred by the mega banks. Catherine, does it ever make your head spin just to see the enormity of this planned economy unfolding?
It can be a little overwhelming, doesn't it? It can leave you a little bit stunned. And, you know, I always try to encourage people, though, because it can be so easy to just say, it's too much. We can't fight back. There's nothing we can do. And then I take a look, and one of the things that's really encouraged me in the last probably decade or so has been the natural foods market. You know, just organic foods. If you just think about that alone, and obviously that's just one tiny little sliver. But there was a time, you know, 10, 15 years ago when those of us who were saying, wait a minute, they're putting all this garbage and there's hydrogenated vegetable oil and corn syrup and it's all in our food and everybody's getting sick. And then little by little, the activists, the people telling their friends, the listeners like your listeners, sending emails and distributing your information, getting the word out, created a grassroots movement that has now made the organics market the fastest moving food market in the country today. So obviously that's just one sliver, but I encourage people not to give up and not to lose heart, because there are projects that people have been working on for, you know, 3-4 years, and they say it's not getting anywhere. We're not getting any traction. And then you look up and you go, wait a minute, woo, things are changing. So don't lose hope. And I think the key thing, and this is why I think the internet is where this whole fight really comes together. You know, you can talk Agenda 21, you can talk toll roads, you can talk North American Union, you can talk all this stuff, but where the crux really is this internet, this ability to communicate, because if they can shut that off, If they can keep us from communicating, if they can censor, watch, and filter us, and make sure that you can't even log on to send an email without a thumbprint that puts you through some FBI computer that makes sure you're pre-approved, if we can't communicate with each other at that point, then anything they want to do is going to be doable. So the key, and this is why I'm such a huge supporter of your radio program. It's why I do radio. It's why I encourage people, use startpage.com, get a private email address, pay attention. Because, and don't just fall into the easiness trap. You know, it's really easy to just flip on and listen to, you know, whatever mainstream media is blathering out on your car radio if you don't take the time to try to find some real radio. It's really easy to just use whatever default search engine is on your browser, which is going to be Google. It's simple. It's hard to say, let me find Alex Jones. Let me listen to Catherine Albrecht. Let me find startpage.com. Let me make those switches. And the thing I liken it to, Alex, do you remember back when there was really nothing but Microsoft Word? That's all you had, which is Microsoft. And everybody all of a sudden started typing in Times New Roman 12-point font. Like overnight, like everybody just used that one font because those were the default settings. And this is kind of a phrase that I use a lot just in my own work is I think, all right, what are the default settings here? The default setting is what you're always talking about with different language. You know, you're born, you go to K through 12, you do 12,000 hours of public school, government school seat time to be indoctrinated. And then you go and you go to your college or your whatever job, and then you retire and you pay your taxes and that's the end of you. And meanwhile, you're being watched, controlled, manipulated, and used. And that's the default setting. Other people are finding ways to switch that off. Let's homeschool our kids. Let's take an alternative way of getting through the education system. Let's take an alternative way of finding out information. Let's find an alternative way of searching the internet or sending email or making phone calls or whatever it is. And it's really turning off those default settings and being conscious about it. And let me tell you, people are ready. That's what you
and
know,
that's the
organic
secret.
Is an alternative. Organic food's an alternative.
And that's the secret because, sure, 15 years ago you couldn't find organic food anywhere. People put pressure on the system, and so it created an economy. Now the establishment has created subgroups and clones of Kraft and the rest of it that masquerade as true organic, but people now get wise to that. I mean, this is an ongoing fight. And it's the same thing with the standardization at Disney World or SeaWorld or now to get library books to biometrically scan you. We've just got to learn to say no, because once that's standardized, now they're going to do it where you have to do that to buy and sell in their own words so they can put taxes and regulations on you, like the $5 to use your ATM card at Bank of America. They were going to set the standard industry-wide but had to back off. Take SOPA. That shows the power we've got, and where we really learn how much the system really wants, the power grab, is in what they always ask for up front. Take about a year ago, the Cybersecurity Command, already in place and running under NORTHCOM, admitted, we want all IT professionals certified by the federal government.
I remember that.
And working for us, and even small internet companies in small towns, we have to have our hubs in there. You have to work for us. You have to sign all these agreements. I mean, they want a total authoritarian control grid. And let's not forget Google, Microsoft especially, but Yahoo, all of them, Sun Microsystems, Cisco, they helped build the great electronic firewall of China. They helped build what's going in worldwide. They know how to censor. And so they're now attempting this. So people better use the free web to fight for its future, but to also fight like it's not going to be here. You see, folks, everything is accelerating in this phase. Everything is quickening right now. The wars, the tyranny, the checkpoints, the TSA, and now announcing they're going to be in the airport parking lots. I told you it'd first be at the concourse, you know, then in the parking lots, now at your shopping malls, that's starting. They're going to be at the Super Bowl groping people. They're training your local police, highway checkpoints. I mean, it's all here. It's all happening. And Catherine, what do you see unfolding as this awakening accelerates and the tyrants realize we're waking up and try to rush in to block us and accelerate their incremental plan?
Well, you know, we have an interesting window right now, Alex, because we have more ability to organize and communicate now than any people at any time in the past ever in all of human history. And I think that the as you call them, the globalists, the people who want to shut all this down, they are hoping beyond hope that we do not actually collectively recognize the power that we have before they can get rid of it. I really do believe that that is what's
No, that's
happening.
It. Exactly. We either recognize our power and use it or be slaves in a technocratic, technotronic system that they call it a scientific dictatorship. They call it an authoritarian system. The Economist magazine, Newsweek, Time, every day I see articles where the establishment mouthpieces are saying, Catherine, tyranny is good. The experts are going to run things. It won't be a Mussolini or a Hitler in a clown outfit. It's going to be ruled by these corporate globalist bureaucrats. Let me get your take on that. But then I want to give you some Bill Gates news.
Oh, Bill Gates news. All right. Well, I'm always up for that because he's an interesting character and player in all of this. Yeah, the key thing, and again, I keep coming back to the same point. We've got to take the tools that we have and hang on to them with both hands, kicking and screaming to not let go of them. That's why the whole SOPA protest, regardless of whether it was the corporate guys doing it, I think it sent a message to the general public that, wait a minute, so there is a power game going on, and we can use the internet to stop something that seems more powerful, like, you know, basically Congress. So the SOPA thing was a beautiful experience, I think, for us nationally as a nation of people who want freedom to say, oh, wait a minute, so things can change. And I want people to grab a hold of that, even if you don't like the companies that did it or the websites that did it. Doesn't matter. The reality is that that was a perfect example of the internet coming together, coalescing. And what is the internet basically other than us? Coming together and coalescing, collectively putting their foot down and saying, heck no, you're not going to do, you know, whatever it is.
Well, that's it. That's it. But the internet is even more than that. It is the future architecture of commerce and of all technological systems. It is the integrated high-tech society, and they're trying to twist the architecture into total control.
Well, and this is why I got a couple of things I want to recommend. People, use cash. Use it or lose it, because cash is your only anonymous payment method. And not only anonymous, because a lot of people say, well, I don't care if people know what I buy. It doesn't matter, because your credit card number can be turned off. Your $50 bill cannot, you know, without a whole lot of whole other kind of thing going on that everybody's going to notice. But don't rely so much on these electronic things.
And notice they're already trying to demonize cash. They're already trying to get rid of it, because once they've got you cashless, there's no escaping all the fines and fees.
That's right. And not only the fines, fees, and taxes, and them getting their cut of every single thing you do, but also the traceability, the trackability, and more importantly, their ability to say no. So, you know, you look at some of these insurance companies, and they've actually had conversations about using your frequent shopper card. That's how I got started in all this, using the card that you're showing at Safeway or Kroger or wherever you're shopping, and using it to say, you are overweight or you have high blood pressure, and so you cannot buy these particular items. And when you scan your card, rather than making it discounts, it's going to be the mandatory scan of your ID card, and we're going to make you put back all the things on your shopping
cart. They're already doing stuff. Like that. I saw a case a few years ago where the guy admitted he drank a six-pack of beer every night to his doctor. And so it was a bizarre story how they then gave him a DWI even though he wasn't driving. I mean, they're now arresting five-year-olds that run on the playground, Associated Press, Catherine.
Yeah, it's where we're going. So if people don't want to live in that kind of world, and I think most of us don't, then you got to say, how am I contributing to it? And if you're saying, if every other word out of your mouth is Google this or Google that, if you're whipping out your Visa credit card to pay for everything you do, if you're doing all of your purchasing online instead of actually going to real stores, brick and mortar, and supporting local businesses, if you're going to Walmart every time you need to fill your shopping cart, then you are basically contributing to the problem, because doing the status quo, taking those default settings, is adding to the problem. And we've got to be in mass. And I know enough people listen to your program that even if just we did this, we'd have a massive impact. Because, you know, I drive up and down the freeways, by the way, in New Hampshire, and I see InfoWars bumper stickers on the back of random cars. I mean, you are everywhere, Alex. So if the listeners to this radio program would get a clue and say, all right, here are some things I'm going to do. I'm going to start paying cash. I'm going to start patronizing locally owned stores, even if I have to pay more. You know, everybody always says, oh, but everything's so cheap at Walmart. I say, how cheap is your freedom? How much are you willing to sell that for? Because I would rather go to a local store, and I do this consciously, and spend an extra 50 cents on a $2 item, consciously aware, with total awareness that I'm spending more, and I view that 50 cents as me putting money to fund the things I believe in.
And by the way, there's so much stuff out there. A lot of times you can buy stuff at a swap meet or a garage sale. That's why the headline Fox News last year, $15 million fine for garage sale. They are coming. Forbes asked the question, why is there a war against lemonade stands? Why is there a war against Amish or folks selling pecans on the side of the highway? Because the system, this is a corporate takeover. And they want you under their control.
Is those little sales, they may seem little to us, but they're a massive part of the economy. And those guys want everything. You know, it's the greed factor. I want everything. You know, Google wants all the searches and all the phone calls and all of the everythings. And, you know, and by the way, I shouldn't single out Google because that's kind of not fair. It's also Yahoo. It is Hotmail. It is
Microsoft. And we're almost out of time. Speaking of that, because I want to come back and take a few calls for you, Catherine. Here's the Daily Mail. Forced to stand for 24 hours. Suicide next. Toxin exposure and explosions inside the Chinese factories making iPads for Apple. I mean, that just shows how sickening Apple is and how they pose as trendy liberals. Now, speaking of that, here's Bill Gates. And if you go read the ABC News blog, the whole thing is sponsored, and they've got a link there that it's paid for by Bill Gates. And then the articles all tell you how much he loves you when he's on record being a eugenicist that says literally kill granny. And people don't believe that. Just type in Bill Gates, you know, calls for death panels. Now, look at this. He is now bought into Monsanto big time. But look at this. London Guardian. Food crisis compromises fight against world hunger, warns UN report. And it goes in. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're literally financing the entire news and what's said. And it's all about how much he wants people to get food. But then in his real writings and statements, he's actually trying to cut the people off. I mean, here's this eugenicist whose dad ran Planned Parenthood financing propaganda that's the opposite of what he really does, Catherine.
the whole food thing, huh? You know, it does come down. I mean, we can talk information control all we want, but in the final analysis, it comes down to food. I mean, it does. It comes down to food, water, and air. You know, you cut that off, and you will have a population very quickly doing whatever you want. So when Bill Gates starts talking about controlling food, I start getting super nervous. And when he talks about genetically modifying mosquitoes, like, that's the last thing I need is Microsoft, you know, who can barely run an operating system, releasing a bunch of genetically modified mosquitoes into the environment. No, thank you.
You know why they can barely run it? It's got so many back doors built into its spying. We all think, as you point out, we're using Google, we're using Microsoft to... No. That's only part of it. It's got the back door. The whole thing is designed to see what you're doing.
That's right. So, yeah, and by the way, speaking of Microsoft, Linux is your other opt-out. Check off the checkbox and get out of the default setting. Just like Start Pages for Google, that's what Linux is for Microsoft.
Yeah, stop using Google. We've got to move forward with a boycott. And I know they own YouTube. I'll continue to operate there, attacking and exposing their globalist takeover program. We'll be right back with your calls. Okay, this is our last segment with Catherine. I'll do a little five-minute extra to make sure I get to most of these calls that have been holding. But look at this New York Times article. The struggle for daily bread. The U.S. government pays farmers to produce less than half the food they could. It's the same in other countries. GMO is all about controlling the food supply and turning it into a genetic bioweapon, basically, that doesn't produce more seeds that you've got to continue to purchase from the globalist. It's the computer makers going in and basically genetically manipulating things and turning it into their own products so they can create monopolies. Here's the New York Times, the struggle for daily bread. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, now the world's principal private funder of agricultural research. And this is a guy that, you know, wants to release mosquitoes that carry vaccines to force us to take the shots. He's into weather weapon funding. He's the number one funder of that. I mean, he's super creepy. And you look at all these other characters that are involved. And they always propagandize about how much they want us to, you know, have all this freedom and how much they love us. But meanwhile, it's the opposite, Catherine.
kind of has that, has finally figured it out. And again, you know, our parents didn't know that, and our grandparents didn't know it. They saw Walter Cronkite on the evening news, and it was gospel. So that's my point. And what has changed that, and what has created this window for us to know this, to actually be able to hear what you're saying and understand it, believe it, and understand that it's true, and that that is the way the world works. This is like unprecedented. People have always believed the propaganda, except for a tiny, teeny little minority. And now you've got the majority getting it, and they get it because of the internet, which is why they're scrambling so much to shut it down.
Well, you know, Hillary talked about this, and so did Brzezinski last year, that the public's finally awake to them for the, quote, first time in history, and they're losing the info war. But expanding on that, Catherine, we're going to start jamming in some calls here. They miscalculated. They always knew there'd be people resisting them, but they thought they'd just call us conspiracy theorists. Now many of us have audiences bigger than their organs, and it's freaking them out, and they miscalculated. They miscalculated, folks. We're in the fight. Doesn't mean we're winning, but we're in the fight. We better fight harder. Get the word out about Infowars.com, about alternative media, about startpage.com, about it all. Get the word out today. Julio in Illinois, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Alex. I got a suggestion. U.S. state-run media or U.S. corporate media, seeing how they're all run by corporations, multinational corporations, all admitting that they support SOPA. So it seems perfect. Just like in China and in North Korea, they're state-run television.
No, they're the monopoly state-run media. I mean, it turns out most of the media, so-called mainstream media, got banker bailout money, Catherine. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, they did. And it doesn't take much. I mean, you take a look at, like, who's at the Bilderberger conferences, as you report on so efficiently. And, you know, it's all the media. It's the mainstream media who's at those events. You know, Google's there. They're all there.
Well, you know, Schmidt was there. And right after that happened, we got stuff filed on us. Websites on YouTube taken down and got not just delisted from Google News, but they lowered our search rankings a week after that.
Ouch. Yeah, okay, well, you got slapped.
Well, we had reporters like there in his face, yeah.
I think they'd like the ability to do that to everybody. And see, that's the thing. Even, and you know, Google started off saying, don't be evil, and Google offers some fantastic products, no question about it. And even if Google, if you trusted them as much as you trust your best friend, the reality is once everything gets consolidated into a single
location, could always be taken over, and it has been.
Right.
We're almost out of time, Catherine. Real quick, Julio, any other points?
Well, yeah, just that, Catherine, a question for you. You know how GoDaddy's supporting SOPA. What's a good, you know, alternative server website?
You can look into that. You can look into domain registrars that are anti-SOPA, can't you, Catherine?
Yeah, you can. And, you know, go to startpage.com to do it, not Google. But, yeah, and, you know, we're working on an email. And, by the way, if people want to be beta testers, they can email me, just kma@startpage.com, and I'll see if I can get them on the beta test.
Very exciting. We're going to have to get you back on more about this. Thank you so much, Catherine Albrecht. We're on tonight, 7 o'clock Central. All right, going into some overdrive here to jam in at least three more phone calls. John Jay and Mouse Link. John and then Mouse Link. You're on the air from Florida. John, thanks for holding.
No problem, Alex. Great to be on your show. Love what you do. Keep doing what you're doing. I wanted to... Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir.
All right. I wanted to mention, I was watching Fox News the other night. Sarah Palin was being interviewed. And the interviewer was talking about Mitt Romney, how he was the best candidate to go up against Obama. And Palin was making a case for Newt Gingrich. Well, we all know Newt Gingrich is as corrupt as it comes, but she was making a case for him. But as she was talking, she said something very interesting towards the end of the interview. She says, those pundits who are telling them what to do and those elites who want them to obey and listen to them and want them to shut the race down. And just as she said that, the interviewer completely cut her off. So it is just real interesting when you hear something like that on the mainstream media. I figured you'd get a kick out of that one.
Well, there are different camps. And Gingrich has always been a Democratic operative. And so the reason Republicans are attacking him isn't because he's such a globalist. so is Romney. It's that he's pretty much always been known, this is now coming out, as a Democratic Party operative and as a globalist, you know, a deep cover operative. And so it's, you know, the fact is Republicans don't like him. He's not even a rhino. And so that's why they can't stand him, because he did sabotage a lot of stuff that they wanted back in the 80s and 90s while posing as a conservative. He's extremely out of control. I think the elite are scared of him because he is such an egomaniac. They don't want somebody who might actually try to be president, even though he'd be evil. They want somebody who's more of a puppet like Mitt Romney. And that's my analysis of the situation. And in a way, that's kind of true. I mean, I'm not saying I like Mitt Romney. It's just Gingrich is dangerous, as I've been saying for years. I mean, the elite are even scared of him. I mean, he's a psychopath. He's dangerous. And so that's why they want a rubber stamp puppet, empty suit like Obama or Romney. Appreciate the call. Great points. Mouse Link in New York. You're on the air.
Alex, so good to speak to you. Is Catherine still on the line?
She's gone.
Okay, I had a couple of questions for her about the announcement that Twitter made this week about being able to selectively remove tweets based on the country of origin. Did you
see
that at all?
Yes, I covered it. It's in the Daily Mail and Associated Press and London Guardian. They're just announcing they're going to censor anytime they want, any government request. If you, you know, if you're in Thailand and say, I don't like the taxes are too high, boom, your account's gone. Not just your tweet. They're admitting that they're going to censor. Twitter is hooked up with the State Department. On record, Twitter is a globalist operation. You know, we use it, but it doesn't mean it'll be there forever. We use their big platforms to reach people, but we know it's all part of the internet takeover.
I agree with you. I like Twitter a lot. You know, what I think is that we need to sidestep the official systems of communication and create alternative technology. And what I wish that somebody was talking about, because I don't hear anybody mentioning this idea, is that we could create a peer-to-peer internet based on existing technologies with, you know, the technology that everybody already has in their home with, like their Wi-Fi or maybe something like WiMAX. I mean, I don't understand why we couldn't daisy chain like an internet connection through all of our neighbors.
Well, stuff like that's going to happen. But the biggest thing is just going to other sites that aren't part of the globalist insider ring and fighting for the freedom of the web, pointing out that it's nothing but a monopolistic takeover taking place and using the web while we've still got it. I mean, folks, please, on your Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, plug Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's a reason they're starting more and more to censor us. By the way, I keep forgetting, and I don't know if the link's up yet, but we're going to have Infowars.com/on the road. But I'm going to be speaking in Dallas and Orlando, Florida, coming up in only like 20 days from now. And I haven't even really plugged this. Tickets are on sale. They'll go quick once folks find out about it. You can find the article about it. It's titled Alex Jones, Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock.